This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Paul the Simple, music producer and writer.
I think music was my first way of like connecting, you know, first art form like I really connected to and like felt like spiritually connected to. Even I don't even care about like generating money from music because I work as a web developer. I've always like kind of written stuff that I like and I know isn't like popular music, but it's just like what I enjoy creating. I got, you know, a couple of my friends who are organizers asked me to perform. And I think that was like the first start of me like really manifesting my songs into this artist image that I was creating called Paul the Simple. It's like those shows that the initial shows I played were very complex with like, I had like, you know, multiple synthesizers and like a drum machine and like I would have my guitar and bass. So it was the idea that like I was called Paul the Simple, but I have like 10 instruments on stage and like I'm playing them all like for every song. Mixing is essentially the adding of emotion to audio through various tools. It's good to like separate yourself from the like person that's creating the audio sometimes and just be the person who is like adding the emotion to the audio. Because it just gives you a very objective view of like what that process means. Yeah, so that's kind of where I am now in my process. You know, I'm working with a couple artists. You know, one in Malaysia named Nathany. She's a singer-songwriter, and I've been like mixing songs, and we've been writing songs together, and you know, producing music. And she has like a big TikTok following, and like. It's kind of a good outlet for me. I don't have to be like in the spotlight, but I'm still able to like produce at a high level and like getting like attention to the work and like getting like people talking about it and listening to it, like feels good. When I was growing up, my family's from India and we listened to a lot of Indian music. They were also like Christians, so we listened to a lot of Christian music. Just being real about Christian music, it can be like slightly one-dimensional. Really awesome to learn Christian music though. You know, I moved out really early too. I think that was like something, but because like probably I was just listening to like Christian music and the Beatles probably until I was like 15. And then, you know, and Christian music is pretty dense. Like there's a whole bunch of different genres inside of there and like different style of music. But yeah, my parents like pretty much wanted me to specifically listen to Christian music. Was definitely limiting. And I liked Christian music. You know, I found like the artists inside of those genres that like I really enjoyed, you know, and then I moved out like by the time I was like 17. So, you know, I stopped listening to Christian music essentially and listened to like everything else. I was just having conflicts with my mom, like essentially like on these kind of tips. Also, you know, she really wanted me to go to school. And, you know, that was like I was like ending high school at that time, you know, just about to turn 18 and like end high school. Yeah, for her, you know, it was like she brought me here so I could like go to college essentially. Yeah, I just like I had a really hard time in high school because I found high school very like confining of my abilities, honestly.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery, Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. With products available at Will Carl, they are currently open by phone at 777-7000 and at benjaminsupply.com or gallerytucson.com.